The main reason why we're here was to accept the award from Outright, the association that was formerly known as the International Gay and Lesbian Human Rights Commission. And they were presenting an award to GALS, basically for its work around LGBTI issues in Zimbabwe, and which sort of coincided with GALS's 25th anniversary and also Outright celebrating its 25th anniversary. So they saw it fit to honor also the work that GALS is doing in Zimbabwe to further the rights of LGBTI people in Zimbabwe.
How do you feel personally being recognized by an organization outside of Zimbabwe when at the same time we heard President Robert Mugabe also castigating, you know, the lifestyle that you lead?
I think for us, having some people that really are watching and looking at the work that we're doing and being able to recognize the efforts that we're putting towards advancing LGBTI equality in Zimbabwe, I think for us is some kind of honor that I really appreciate, especially in the work that I do as a gay activist. Also, I feel that the work that we do is important, and however way it's recognized, it's something that is special for us. Regardless of the comments that our leaders do make, we feel that we're making progress. And these words that the president echoes really are not enough to deter us to continue the work that we're doing. So we'll continue to work for social justice and equality of LGBTI people in Zimbabwe.
You'll also be coming to Washington while you are here in the United States. Tell us a little bit about that.
The world has become a global village. We're also meeting with leaders of other human rights organizations in Washington that are working to further equality for LGBTI people. And we will also be able to meet with other authorities that are working around furthering LGBTI rights in Africa who are based in Washington.